This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
And now it's time for another edition of Excuses.
Weak, convenient excuse.
LB hasn't used yet.
This texter is a longtime listener, and they're very upset that a bunch of pink hats are going to be at the Miss Bikini pageant. That's how they put it.
Be happy.
I think it's, listen, it's a great party. Yeah. It's not just, you know.
You don't want to mix with all dudes.
I think, no.
Right.
We don't want a sausage fest.
No. So leave
the sausage on the breakfast buffet over there at Ernie's place.
The pork sausage.
But I think women more than men, more so than men, can admire another woman's body.
Oh, for sure.
Don't you?
Why I laugh when we first started talking about Carly Joe, and I would talk about her body, and people would be like, oh, that's so creepy, Danielle. I'm like, I am a woman, so I can, you know, I can make those admiring comments and not have it be creepy like it is when Greg does it.
Yeah, I get more comments from women who want to meet Carly Joe and talk about how amazing she is.
It is so amazing.
No, but I'm serious. Yeah. Like they talk about how incredible she is, like beautiful.
Then you get the one bitter broad that's like, oh, why don't you tell her to eat a bagel or something? why don't you eat something?
No.
I hate that. I hate when people body shame slim people too.
Yeah.
Like either if you're skinny or you're fit, whatever it is. You can't do that either.
Yeah.
Like you do to the fat people. You can't, you just don't do, stop doing that.
Well, women can be catty, but they seem to be, I think it's only if they know the person, then they get really catty.
Nah,
They look from afar, they can admire a woman and say she has a beautiful body
I think with Carly Joe, there are a lot of women that cannot even wrap their head around her being an entrepreneur, being incredibly successful. Because she's a smoke show with an incredible body that wears pasties.
Well, they think she's being exploited when it's the other way around.
If you're a woman, you can't make any kind of observation about somebody like Carly Joe without people immediately being like, oh, listen to how, like when we were debating whether or not her bazooms were real. And I was like, no, they have that certainly hang. They look like they could be fake. All these texts. Oh, Danielle, listen to Danielle. What a catty bitch. It's like, no, we're just having a discussion. We're just making an observation.
Carly Joe is doing the right thing. She is using her boobs to better mankind.
Yes,
and
with caffeine.
And I think that's a magical thing.
And pasties.
By the way, when we talk about the Big Little Lies finale, which I promised everybody we would do, so we'll have to do that in about 15 or 20 minutes, we have to talk about the shower boobs of Nicole Kidman.
Yes,
we have to talk about shower boob.
Okay.
You know what? Also, I think I can say this. Well, I don't care what I can say on the radio or not. But the... when we were at the baseball tavern, there was a woman who started talking to me about Carly Joe and used a term that I've never heard before.
Mm-hmm.
And she was saying that she was obsessed with her vagina bone.
Oh, her pubic bone. You're like your pubic bone.
Have you
bone.
Ever heard that?
Yeah, I've heard people refer to it.
I've never
like
heard that term before.
Yeah.
What is it, a thing? Like if it sticks out, it means you're in amazing shape or something?
Yeah, because you have very low body fat.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
Remember how we did that story on... what was it? Not tenting. When the chicks were taking the selfies of their bikini and it had space between their torso and the bikini. What the hell was that called? Somebody will text
them.
I can't think. There was an actual word for it.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, where your pubic bones stick out.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Well, anyway. Here's somebody asking whether or not any of us have tried Carly Joe's premium snap or not. LB for you, so that you don't get all worked up. That Snapchat, not something else. I have.
Greg's too cheap to pay for it.
She should
even
give
for
me
show
a,
prep.
She should give me a membership for show
obviously,
prep.
Obviously, hello.
But I have not. Have you? Have
no.
you tried? No.
No.
I mean, she does a great job. She's doing live Instagram video, and she was live. She's
all the things.
She's just killing it.
All of it.
Oh, that was called the thigh gap, Danielle.
Yeah. No.
Bridge.
No.
The bridge. Bridging.
Yes. The bridge.
Oh, it's called bridging.
Yes.
All right. That can mean different things if you're at certain rest areas. Down near the Cape, bridging. Mm-hmm. Bridging means a completely different thing. The Bikini Bridge.
Yeah.
That sounds like a place you'd want to visit, doesn't it, LB?
Sure
Bikini
does.
Bridge.
I'd like to drive over that bridge. A
All right.
Bunch
what
of times.
Were we in the middle of excuses, LB?
Excuses,
okay.
Yes,
Then we got to get to how creepy is it.
Guy in Naples, Florida, not like the rest of us. Hey, kid, I wasn't actually kissing the butt of that 16-year-old. I tripped and fell over some beach umbrellas.
What an idiot.
Matt Braben is 50 years old. And this 16-year-old girl fell asleep on the beach in front of a condo complex in Naples. Because, you know, those are all down the beach. And she woke up to find this guy kissing her rear end. So she screamed and he ran off. And then they tracked the guy down because her friend's dad saw that there was a little bit of a commotion.
Yeah.
So he saw the guy take off and he followed him. And when the police officers arrived to interview the guy, he said he tripped over the beach umbrellas and accidentally fell on top of the girl and wasn't doing anything inappropriate.
Creative.
I mean,
it's very creative.
Right, sure.
And as a man who suffered a near fatal fall yesterday, yeah. I can relate to the possibility that it could have happened.
There's probably drone video somewhere.
We're a little suspicious.
Audrey Goff was at the beach with her family.
We've been coming here for so long, and this place has always been such a nice, family-oriented place that you wouldn't even think of something like that happening around here. Fondling a young girl on a beach, it's just, it's not right.
No, that's inappropriate.
No.
Don't do that.
Stating the obvious.
No. Sometimes you have to.
Right.
Well,
right.
Again, it's Naples. There's more than enough 50-plus women the guy could have been butt-kissing, okay?
And some, yeah.
What a creep.
Yeah.
All right, is he banned from the beach?
Yeah, he's charged with misdemeanor battery. He's got a court hearing in a couple of weeks.
Jeez.
Loza.
Those things are awful. The
court hearings?
No, when you get those beach bands, I had one of those up in OP for a little while. Yeah, they just took it off last summer. Mm-hmm. So I've been, you know, I had to. They said no mirrored sunglasses anymore.
Oh, no.
Yeah. No binoculars.
You're kidding me.
No. Yes. Shoot. No, I'm not kidding you. I have to,
no.
What?
I have
Jeez,
to ask
what's
with
wrong
you.
With
I
you?
Have to
Let's
ask.
Let's get out of here.
I
what's
have
wrong
to
with
ask.
I mean, you built that new deck.
Right?
I know. It extends right out over the... it's actually not a deck. It's a viewing tower. That's what I've called it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news... You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.